Good morning, 8:38 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday edition of the program. And joining us, we have Dr. David Wiggins, who's going to be talking a little municipal band. We got a concert coming up here tomorrow. Can you believe it?
Can't believe it. Thanks, James, for having me come on.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
And talk about a little bit about the band. Yeah, we got have one, our final kind of summer concert of the summer season coming up here at the Summerfest at 11 o'clock. And I don't know for sure. It's at the livestock show area. I'm not sure what they call that. They're calling it the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they've got an area that's just kind of by the barns and there's seating around, if that's what I'm thinking. But basically, if you head on over to the park and you start looking around for instruments and listen for music, you're going to find it.
Right. Right. And it's underneath the, it's not indoor, but it's underneath that livestock area. So
yeah, there's cover there.
If the weather is a little bit bad, everybody can come in and just listen to the band until the storm goes away. If there's anything happening storm-wise in the morning,
yeah,
so we're covered there.
That's good, and we won't have any rusty instruments or that sort of thing. We can't have that.
And they're all over there setting up right now. I drove over there, and Bob York is working hard, getting a little stage set up and all that, and we'll go over and get things rolling. We've got quite a concert coming up for you. We've got guest artists coming from Wichita, Topeka, and Kansas City area. And then we also have a guy everybody might know named Mark Gard. He's the high school choir teacher. I don't know if you've met Mr.
I may have seen him. I don't know if I've actually shook his hand.
Yes. And he'll be doing our grand finale, God Bless the USA, and that'll be fun. We've got trumpet players Dana Hammett and Will Cooper coming in to play Bugler's Holiday for fun. And then there's just several different people. Grant Matthews is driving from Great Bend, Kansas. He wins the Driving Farthest Away Award.
Yeah, you should at least give him a cupcake or something.
Yeah, but he's a fabulous conductor and also percussionist, so he'll be here. You know, we want to make sure and tell everybody that helps us out, like Thomas Makowitz and Deb Maples. Joyce does all of it. I can't think of Joyce. And Mary Helen McLeod, they're our board members, and they help kind of organize things, get things put together for us. And then, of course, the city of Coffeyville, you know, they support the series, and we try to do our best to show up at city events like this one and like the Memorial Day and those are different events to help support and the city and work together with them because they help us quite a bit. But I don't know. I'm talking too much, James.
You need to interject
a little bit here.
Yeah, this is great. And, well, of course, Chris will be playing the tuba over there.
Oh, wait. Oh, man, I can't believe we can't leave out Chris. Oh, he was so good. Yeah. Played in college, you know. So, and it's super adding musicians to the band. That's the biggest thrill of the whole thing is somebody that hadn't played in years like him sitting down. And he had a real positive experience, I think, at the rehearsal last night. So
he really did. And he was surprised. The thing is, Kelly Zellner, I believe, is in the band as well. And he was kind of from Caney. It was kind of neat to surprised to see him. So it is kind of cool to see other people, different members of the community who said, oh, I didn't know you were, you know, musically talented or that sort of thing. You know, people come out and bring their skills. And I mean, as you said, even if you played in like high school, it's something that, you know, that you can pick up and get back involved a little bit if that's
Yeah, Chris has said his lip was a little sore, you said this morning. But, you know, that's about the only thing. I think it's just like riding a bike and getting back into shape. We have a lot of local people that are really high-quality musicians. Blake Vargas, the superintendent over in Caney.
That's Blake Vargas. That's
And then Melissa Gumby, she's a real strong player, always comes and plays. And Thomas Makowitz. But, yeah, we have some good local people that are just, you know, fabulous musicians and just love to come out and play. So the more the merrier. We're adding a few more as we go. And so anyways, I hope to see everybody out there at the Coffeyville Summer Celebration Municipal Band, 11 o'clock, and we'll kick it off. I forgot to mention, oh, there he is,
he's
the
right
superstar.
Yeah, we're talking about you.
I, I forgot to mention one of our local heroes, Dirk Andrews. He's our MC, and I try to tell him that I want him to be kind of like Lawrence Welk, kind of thing, you know.
That's good.
And he's been really getting in the groove here.
Can we get a bubble machine?
Yeah, I think we should. We'll talk to Dirk. But no, Chris is right here. The legend, as we speak, is the tuba legend. No, that was very, very awesome that you came and play. Did you have a positive experience?
I had a great time, but my mouth is killing me this morning. Oh my gosh. The guys will tell you I have been quieter than normal because exactly. Right. I didn't realize 24 years of not playing makes one's embouchure go That's a technical term, of course.
Yeah.
Technical.
Good grief.
No, I think all the notes, all of a sudden we're playing along there, and there's kind of a little tuba solo, and look over, and cue Chris, and there it was. And everybody went, hey, that was pretty cool. So we had to kind of stop it there and go, hey, this is Chris, and introduce him, and you knew some folks there, too.
I did. I did. I was just as shocked as y'all were that the note actually came out.
Oh, no, my goodness.
It sounded great, man.
It's going to be fun, that is for sure. I'm looking forward to 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be real fun. I'll definitely be there. There's nothing quite like a municipal band in the summer. I mean, it's just, there's something special. It seems uniquely American, also. I'm sure it's not, but it does seem like it's a real piece of Americana.
Yeah, Saturday morning in the park band concert.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's going to be great.
Hope everybody can make it.
We got a good selection, it sounds like, too, for the songs.
Yeah, there's we've got Bugler's Holiday. We're doing a military salute also, which is if there's veterans out there, we'll have them stand up and try to just get everybody involved. A fun concert.
Does the band have like a signature song? I know a lot of bands will have one that's kind of like they maybe start or end with usually.
We a lot of times end with God Bless USA because it's kind of popular, I guess, in this area. But Home on the Range is one that's really kind of cool that I like to try to do every concert. I'm a Kansan, and I like to grow sunflowers and watch buffaloes and deer and everything else. So, Home on the Range is one we usually do. There's the military salute, I think, is one we try. They didn't do it at the other concert, but yeah.
No, that's always a good one.
Yeah. So just stuff to keep, let people know that they're out there and they're important to, coming to the concert too, an important part of it.
So I know this is kind of the last one for the summer here, but we do have some another concert coming up at the end of the year, and I know that if you're always interested in people, if they want to participate, maybe here later in the year, because you have one, the next one is going to be for Christmas, right?
Right. It'll be a community choir and band concert, and it's at the Methodist Church. But we want the Presbyterians and Catholics to come too, not just the Methodists,
And maybe the Lutherans.
And the Lutherans, yes. Yeah, they can't. The Lutherans can come too. All of us, it's a great thing in the community. People work together. When all these churches get together and they say, okay, well, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for this. If you get all those people together praying at the same time, their stuff happens.
That's right.
Things happen, so... Yeah, that's our plan, and we'd love to have more people get involved, and we'll keep you posted as we go. It's one at a time. Chris, it took us, a month or so to kind of get things lined up. And
right.
Yeah, my brother says, that keyboard player over there at the radio station, you got to go talk to him. And so then we met, and eventually it just, it was a gradual process, but I think it's a pretty cool thing.
Absolutely, it is.
Yeah.
I will say one piece of advice. When you join the band, join now so you have 6 months to get ready. Or 5 months, however long it is. Take the time to get back in practice, back in shape, you'll regret it if you don't.
And I know with having the resources of CCC and that sort of thing too, you don't necessarily have to have an instrument. Like Chris obviously doesn't own a tuba, but he was able to use the colleges.
Right, we have several instruments. And then I'm willing to work with people. If they want to come over and do a few lessons with me on whatever instrument might be, I'm more than willing to do that to get into that comfort. comfort zone, you know, because they always, it's like, Chris, oh, I'm no good. Chris kept saying, oh, I've played forever, you know, but it didn't take him long.
That's great. So if anyone is interested in getting involved with the band, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just up at the college, I guess. I could give phone numbers, emails, and things like that. At wiggins.david@coffeyville.edu is a great way to contact me. And then, if you call the college,
they'll get it to you.
They'll get the information.
Okay. Well, I'll be there. I can't wait for tomorrow. It's going to be a real fun time. And looking forward to that tuba solo, Chris.
Hey, it'll be the best note you've never heard.
Yeah. And then we put a little dish soap in there and you can start blowing bubbles and stuff.
Maybe I can be the bubble machine. I'll be the bubble machine.
Let's see how that works.
Well, sure appreciate you guys.
All righty. Dr. Wiggins, really appreciate you coming on. And I will see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks.
All right. And hey, we have more coming up here on the program. Open line will be at 9:30. And we do have our Ask the Expert segment coming up with Mr. Keith Beaumont here on KGGF.